and thanks for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. As many young adults are leaving college or home this month to start new jobs, oftentimes moving to do so, it can be hard to know how to find your footing in a new place. You have the potential of passing hundreds of people every day that you don't know, and this is especially prevalent in bigger cities like San Francisco or Chicago, D.C., New York, you know, where millions of people ride public transportation every day, and commuters can be surrounded by people but completely isolated in their own world of a phone or a book, not taking a chance to look around and discover or spark connection with those around you. Have you ever noticed those people before? Especially if you've lived in a big city. I know when I was living in New York, it was like every single person on the subway was just in their own little world. Nobody really paid attention to those people around them. Well, one New Yorker set out to change that in his own small way. Thomas C. Knox started what he calls Date While You Wait. Date While You Wait. It's a free way for him to connect with fellow commuters. And in a few subway stations in New York, Knox has set up a card table with a sign inviting people to pause their frazzled schedules, put down their phones, and take a seat while they chat or play a board game with him while they wait for their next train. Kind of a really interesting thought, right? Well, while this may seem like a far-fetched idea, Mr. Knox has received overwhelmingly positive feedback on social media, as well as invitations to do similar events around the country later this year. The idea behind this event is inspiring and so important as we remember to send our children, or as we ourselves go out into the world, that truly everyone walking on our planet is a beloved son or daughter of God, our brother or sister. I want you to think about that again, that everyone walking on the planet is a beloved son or daughter of God, and in turn, our brother or sister. When's the last time you really thought about everyone around you in that way? But while we may not see eye to eye with everyone on every issue, we can all agree that humankind, every human being, is worthy of our kindness and our respect. As someone once put it, there are no such thing as strangers, just friends we haven't met yet. I love that. And to relate to that, President Faust said, reach the one and have each feel that someone cares and that each has a place. Too often, we are thoughtless and insensitive to the feelings of these choice souls among us. Wise words indeed. For more ideas on what makes a great friend and how to strengthen your relationships with those around you, visit the Mormon Channel and watch the 2010 worldwide devotional by Elder Rasband called Thy Friends Do Stand By Thee. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.